Beis Hamikdash was destroyed tachas shel avodas Hashem b'simcha b'tuv leivov. We've understood that it's a bit of a rare commodity around today. We have to understand what it is. I'm going to say something radical, ridiculous, and then I'm going to move on. There's nothing that brings a person to simcha, yeah, than thinking about the day of death.
Radical.
The Mishnah says if you think about the day of death, you won't come to sin. But it's the most liberating simcha dika idea that a person can have. If you think about the day of death and you understand that you're mortal and that your life is going to end in 70 or 80 or 120 years, there's nothing more liberating. This is a temporary world. This is not the ikka. I'm going into an eternal world. That's where my real world is. All the problems and daigas and the nourishkeit that we have in this world, it's nothing. It's nothing. It's a passing. Someone once came to the stipend and he said, he's posh, he's down, he can't learn, he doesn't understand. Look, what can he do? He's just not chapping the Gemara or whatever, he doesn't know what to do. The stipend said, how long are you here for anyway? Just learn. When you get there, you'll understand. Take this world too seriously. That's what causes all our problems. How long are they going to dray your cup for? How long are we here for? Prophet Chaim used to say that. Nothing that liberates and makes a person free to do what he's supposed to do than just knowing that you pay by the hour. That's all. You know, this isn't our world. You don't belong here, Lamaisa. But you come in here to do a job and you're getting paid. That's all. Get on with it. The other things that also bring to simcha and whatever. Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld was once vacationing. He used to go to the Diskin Orphanage. The Diskin Orphanage was then like on the outskirts of Yerushalayim. It's not good with this. Part of Yerushalayim, not part of Yerushalayim, whatever. They said it's Yerushalayim because the Yeshua Leib Diskin that built the Diskin Orphanage said that he was building an orphanage in Yerushalayim. And then the Pascha, then it must be in Yerushalayim. That's where Yeshua Leib was. But anyway, he was not what anyway. He was out there and he was there for the summer and he asked his family to bring him home early. He wanted to come back early. So I asked him why. He said he doesn't want to die there and then the Chevra Kedisha is going to have to come there. It was much far away. And Matriach, the Chevra Kedisha, it's better that he's in the old city, no, whatever. So they said to him, why are you thinking such depressing thoughts on it? He said, depressing thoughts? He said, since the day I turned 40, there hasn't been a day where I haven't thought about the day of death and it hasn't done me any harm. On the contrary, it's given me long life. Switch. Rav Rosh Hashanah allowed to talk like this, that people don't think you're totally mad. Well, we need to know this. We take this world much too seriously. Much too seriously. Sometimes it's much easier to overcome an issoin if you know it's not going to last for too long. When I was trying to give up smoking, they came to me and said, you have to stop for a week. Then I can do 2 weeks, beside a month. Tell me I've got to give up forever? You're mad. It's not shy. I can't give up for one day. You think you've got to give up forever? So he's got any soul, he's going through our time. He knows it's not going to last forever. It's not forever. The guy that's giving you tzoros is not going to be here tomorrow. He's not going to be here next week. All the great leaders and all the great guys that made so much noise in the world. Okay, where are they today? They moved on. Remind me sometime, we'll speak about it. It's a whole mission in Kagav. It's a whole of Egeres HaRambanzon based on this Yisod. The Maharal on that mission in Pirkei Avos about think about three things and you won't come to sin. Where you came from, where you're going, you've got to give him the cheshbon. That's the sugya. Anyway, we have to be besimcha. I'm trying to understand what's going on. So we asked yesterday a very frightening question. The question we asked is, how can a person, or is it possible for a person to acquire unconditional simcha? That means an internal degree of simcha, whatever that is, without the external world being able to affect or impact on that simcha. It was a question we asked. Let's try and see if we can get an answer. Hatshuva l'kol hatiyei salalu ikra halo. Here comes the answer. אם עושים חייס הידו מצווה באלמה, הנוגס טויבה, מדרגי עליינו, מידס החסידס, אם שמחו זה רק הידו מצווה, מידס חסידס, a very high level, you know, something the בעלי מוסר וורקום, הייני חיינים לפוטרס עצמני ממני בטיינס אונוס, זה רק עצם אונוס, עם אונוס. There are plenty of things the great tzaddikim can do that I don't, it's a lot of tough chili, I don't have to do that, I'm honest, I'm not, that's not my, that's not where I'm holding. Ulam ha'emes hi, ki ha-simchi inyan mehuti v'sharoshi v'yoysa. Simchi is the most essential, fundamental aspect of our lives. Inyan ha-gei le-tzipo nafshe, shal kol yehudi. Bli simcha lo niten le-tzoyit es ha-tzad ha-rishon v'avodas Hashem. Without simchi, you can't take the first step in avodas Hashem. Tainus potter, eini mo'il l'shrei b'nafsheinu adover. You can't say onus, you can't say potter, because we have to do it. There's no ways you can begin to function without simcha. Was it true? Was it true? I won't be the simcha, I'll serve Hashem miserably, what's the problem? Why do I have to be the simcha? Was it so? It's a nice thing, it'll enhance your life, it'll make your life better, but it's essential, it's, you can't start without it. Why not? What's the pagam in a lack of simcha?
Is it really a mitzvah to be the simcha, Tamid?
I don't know if it's in the Tirag mitzvahs. I don't know one of the six mitzvahs. 630 mitzvahs is a mitzvah or whatever. But we're saying it's something even more. We're saying that before you be simcha, you can't even start doing the mitzvahs. It's the most essential, fundamental starting point in a Jew's life. And we know that the Pasuk says that Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, you're going to go to God, it's because so even if it's not one of the 630 mitzvahs, without going to that whole discussion of why some things are mitzvahs, some things are not in the mitzvahs, even though they're chiyuvim, but they're not mitzvahs, there's only a chiyuv to be besimcha. But why is it so important? Rabbi Victor Miller had a grandson who he was very close to, Shuli Miller. And he came to Eretz Yisrael with his father for mitzvah. And they'd gone to the place, I think, and they were coming back from the place, and he was killed off Monatang the Karkash on his bar mitzvah. He was killed in the Karkash on his bar mitzvah. And I don't have to tell you, it was a terrible, terrible tragedy. Rav Miller used to give a shiur, his famous shiur, every Thursday night. When he came down to give the shiur, there was a petak about the levaya, the petir and the levaya on the notice board in the shul. He took it down and he threw it away. And he went in and he gave his shiur, and nobody knew that he knew. Everybody thought that he hadn't heard, because he gave his shiur in the normal way that he always gave his shiur, and they were sure that he hadn't heard. Afterwards, somebody who knew that he'd heard came to him and asked him what was going on. He said, If you're not going to function properly and you're going to fall apart and you're going to be angry and upset with Hashem because of what happened, that you're denying all the other chesed that Hashem's doing. It's like saying to Hashem, you gave me a patch, and because you gave me a patch, I don't want to know you anymore. I got a patch. He said, I got a big patch. He said, I'm an oval. My grandson got killed. It was a big patch. Because I got a patch from Hashem, that means I'm going to stop denying all the other chesed and beauty and wondrous things that Hashem's doing for me. All the good and all the things that I have that I celebrate every day, those haven't gone away. It's like somebody has a building. There's a building and he's collecting rent. But he happens to be sitting shiva. No, he stops collecting rent because he's sitting shiva. The rent's coming in. You don't go bankrupt because you're sitting shiva. The rent comes in. He says, being not besimcha is like telling Hashem, you did something I'm not happy with, therefore I forget you completely. That's what some will see. If you're not besimcha, if you're not celebrating your life, it's like you're saying to Hashem, I don't appreciate what you've done for me and what you're doing for me. That's how I explained it. That's why simcha is so essential. And that's why it's not tolerant anything that's going on outside of me. Because all the chesed and the goodness that Hashem's doing for me continues. I gives you a patch, he gives you a patch. But the patch doesn't mean that Hashem doesn't love and he doesn't care for, and he's not continuing to do all the other chesed. He didn't pull the carpet out from under your leg. He gave you a patch. That's how I explained it. That could be why this is so critical and so important. Let's go a bit right and see. Mizmeisu Joshua or Rashi HaKodesh loim deman v'dorim nairim b'naisazeh. See what Rashi says. The law sim chalaneichel reichas v'chilile al niposan avodas Hashem. There's a pasuk in Koheles that says v'shavakti es ha simcha. I praised Simcha, says Koheles. I praised much Simcha, says Rashi. What does Rashi say on this portion? That I praised Simcha very much. It's terrifying Rashi, this. She sameach b'chelkei v'aisek b'pikudin yisharin b'samchei leiv. A person should be b'sameach b'chelkei, and he shouldn't go after v'lo yesh toif acha harbois hoin b'neshek u'marbis v'gezel. Well, what's one thing got to do with other? You should be b'sameach b'chelkei, and you should be b'pikudin yisharin b'samchei leiv. Straight people have a simcha dika heart, and you shouldn't be drawn and go off and pursue to make lots of money with neshek, ribis, vegezel. The three heavyweight avaders when it comes to money, you know, ribis, vegezel. Kol mi she'ani samach b'chelkoi, this is Rashi talking. Whoever's not samach b'chelkoi, he said, also, what's the big deal? He said, not samach b'chelkoi, so there are plenty of miserable rails running around. Shotufacha hamomen, he pursues after money. The boli da averes gezel v'oinav ribis. He will come to be over gezel oinav ribis. V'she'enu v'samach pechelko ilin avas ishtoi. And if he's not samach pechelko in relation to the love he has for his wife, shotufach rei anoshim lahara rech ishes ish ad kan divrei. Samach pechelko in two areas. If he's not Pesach Pechelka Begashmias, he's going to run off to all the Averis and come to terrible Averis in order to acquire wealth. And if he doesn't have Samach Pechelka Klapi his wife, which is the Ruchnistic aspect of Samach Pechelka, there's other areas as well with the suppliers. He doesn't have Samach Pechelka in his learning, in his Ruchnis. He's going to be over Eishasish. Rashi. What Rashi does with the Potluck in Koheles. V'shabachti es ha-simcha. Koheles says, I praise Simcha. What does Rashi say? You know why? If you don't have Simcha, you know where you're going to land up? No, you're in the race. Rashi ma'abit es kol koitav avodas Hashem, hen es ha-mitzvah shebenom l'chaver, hen ha-mitzvah shebenom l'mokum, al yisod ha-simcha. Rashi puts all the avodah, benom l'mokum, benom l'chaver, and it's all swirling on the fulcrum of Simcha. Al midas samach b'chelcha. Look at the world up there. There's no way to stop it. There's no breaks. It's an endless pursuit after and it's a sickness. It becomes, you can see it, it's an absolute sickness. Sickness. What about somebody who's working to make up a loss, or someone who's got to put food on the table, or he needs more than food on the table because he has a higher standard of living? What are you talking about that? There are people that are ill from this. Ill from this. Rabbi Elia Lopin tells a frightening story. Frightening story. There was a guy that was dying. He was on his mum, was on his death, but the family was standing around him. And he was called in. I don't know where this was, at what stage of his career, his life Rabbi Elia was. This guy was known to be a bit of a miser. He wasn't the biggest Balstock. He was a wealthy guy, but he wasn't the biggest Balstock or whatever. And he was on his deathbed. I mean, now he doesn't have to think about Yom HaMisa. The Malach HaMavis is standing there, you know, giving him his final drosha. And he called Rebellion open. He said, I want you to know. He says, I'm so weak that I couldn't even lift my head right now. But if someone would put a 100 ruble or a $100 bill a meter away from where I'm lying, I would reach out to take it. He said, that's what the taiva of mammon can do to a person. When you die, you take it with you. That's what this guy told Rebellion. There's a famous story. Ramesh Rivlin was one of the, about 100 years ago, one of the early builders of Yerushalayim. An old issue, Ramesh Rivlin, a famous Yid in Yerushalayim. And there was a Yid, very wealthy Yid in Yerushalayim, who was also not renowned for his generosity. And he also realized, the gears man, the time's coming. And he called Ramesh Rivlin to him, he wants to speak to him. So he thought, oh, finally he's woken up. He wants to distribute some of his wealth before you die. What are you going to do? You're going to take it with you? This guy took out a bag with 300 gold Napoleons. In those days, the currency was gold Napoleons. One Napoleon was enough to keep a family alive for months. Weeks, months, I think it was. I said, one gold Napoleon was enough to keep a family alive for 6 months, I think. Fortune of money. He says, when I die and they're burying me, I want you to promise me that you'll take this bag and put it under my head and they'll bury me with this. the true story. And he tried to convince him, he tried to explain to him, what are you doing? You're going to get to El HaMayim's, you're not Charot again. He said, you promise me, I'm not interested, you promise me, you're betting with this, I don't want this going anywhere else. Can you imagine that person you can get to? He was Zeichet to live near a Kodesh in Shul Lion. He was more of Frum Yid, otherwise what was he doing with Ramayi Shul Rekhi?
You know where that guy's
carrying?
You won't find any money. You put a check covering the entire amount under his head.
You put a check. So Rav Moshe Rivlin, when it came time for the Levaya, he couldn't do it. He couldn't do it. And he took the money and he distributed it to give the nif to someone. He knows the guy's going to get. What are you going to do? I always had a shalom with that guy. Gets nischar for that. Why does he get nischar for that? What did he do? What did he do? Mitzvah tichus kavana. Anyway, in the schus of that mitzvah, whatever. Anyway, there was another guy that came to baste him. Remember the story. And this guy didn't trust Rav Moshe Rivlin. So they called another guy, and he had a big bag of stocks and shares and whatever, debits and whatever, paper wealth that was worth an untold fortune. And he told this guy as well to bury it under his, to put it under his head when they bury him or whatever. This guy also couldn't. And what's he going to do with it? I can use it. So he took it and he kept it for himself. So he came to Basin Office, he had Charotta, and he wanted to know what to do with the money. He wanted to do tshuva, obviously, whatever. So they told him, I don't know, to build a shul or whatever, to do something that was mezakeh the rabbin, so that it would be a schus for the mitzvah. But do you understand? It happened to a person? It happened to a person? So you can go, what can... The person could be so shakur in chasing after wealth because he's not simcha, because he wasn't a simcha. He wasn't a simcha. He's a neira, neiras. Pele otso. מכאן נובין עד כמה חשוב וכן יסיעה שמחה עבורנו ועד כמה אין אנו רואים שם להתעלה ממני. You understand how important these things? And how you're not allowed to say, well, you know, it's not for me, I'm busy with other stuff now. כן, נשתה, leave me alone, I'm not to take him to stay. זוהי ספעית. התארי כדוי שאני חייס כל כבד משקולה על נקוד הזה. The entire weight of the Torah is placed and weighed on this nekuda. Kosh Bor Ichri of Beis Hamikdash v'kalil etanu Rachman etzlan tzadik ches klolos. Hashem destroyed the Beis Hamikdash and gave us 19.8 brochas. Haktubis b'mishne Torah yotzanu legolos aruka hanikres b'chazal toim she'ein locheika. We're in a golos that Chazal says is a toim. What's a toim? Is an abyss that has no end. Alfei shnei sevel v'yisurim nachto aleinu. 2,000 years of suffering and sevel. V'itav shel choysa simcha v'yidus Hashem. Because we weren't b'simcha in our v'yidus Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu medir lanu b'mefurish b'tarosa kadosha. Mahi asiba l'chorban. Hashem says it mefurish in chumash. Tachas asher lo avodetes Hashem elokecha b'simcha v'tuv leivav miroiv koil. And the Mephoshim explain, I'm an avadat Hashem esokelecha. It says, Tzachah shalom avadat es Hashem besimchat your lives. You were serving Hashem. We were full like anything. Ulam avadoyscha loy isa besimchat v'tuv leivov. It wasn't besimchat v'tuv leivov. Nim simcha in shechaysa simcha hi shegorem lekol zos. As Kate said, novinzos. I told you yesterday, you have to feel some resistance to this. This doesn't... You know, this doesn't, the stickle counts intuitive. Avada simcha enhances one's life, but at kaday that this is what it's all about. We don't even have a definition of simcha if you think about it. You know, it's the most important thing in our lives. I don't know what it is. You know, be happy. That simcha, that can't be what it is. Madua simcha inyan ko choshu v'yisoyri al shakein shachub and agolus v'yisurim v'atsumim sheklal yisol ovru ad ayoyim 2,000 years of Gehenim. All because of because listen, doesn't sound like the worst thing in the world. So we went to Simcha, Lulu. You know, we're not about Gil Arash, because Domi, we're not Chosu Simcha. We'll see that Chosu Simcha is the Shoresh of all the other things that Chazal say with the Chuban. The Gil Arash, the Domi, the Sinus Chinim, all that, we'll see the Shoresh of that is what the Pasuk say. That's the Daraisa. More than that, Vada she tikkun chesorim ze hu rak v'hu. Hu v'rak hu. V'chaycha l'karev son l'bias mashiach z'kenil gulim shleima. If the cause of the chorban is this, the only thing that's going to bring the gula is the rectification of this. The kibush avodas Hashem lo simcha v'tuv leiv lo v'sibas ha'chorban. Nimtzin kein shekoloid lo nikva b'libeinus. You saw the simcha. As long as we haven't acquired this fundamental thing called simcha, and ma'akvin b'zaisis b'yis mashiach z'kenil, we're stopping the mashiach from coming. The Chofetz Chaim Heritage Foundation that works on Loshon Holiness, it's got a Simchas Foundation. But it's got to be done properly, it's got to be done even with understanding. It doesn't mean go dancing on the top of a bus, that's not Simcha. You have to understand the Sugya properly. Al Inyan Zealeini Loshuv B'Tshuva, we have to do Tshuva. Sha'ein Yisrael Nigali Lele B'Tshuva. Sha'ein Yisrael is only going to be redeemed because of Tshuva. Now that we know that the reason why we're studying Golos and Mashiach's not coming is because of this, this is why we have to do Tshuva. Okay, so now, what does Hashem want from us here? Hashem doesn't set up Klal Yisrael for a fail. Hashem doesn't come with ridiculous requests. This is clearly the work of this generation. It must be that a person can acquire unconditional simcha under all situations. It's an inheritance of some, you know, chosen people. Got a bit of protection, you know, they get simcha. It's like oxygen. Our whole existence and our void is tolu on this nekuda. How do you acquire this? How do you get it? Everybody wants it. Even if you don't know how important it is, intuitively everybody wants it. Even the goyim want it. How do you go about acquiring proper simcha? That's all. Simple question. Nothing too complicated. So you can take Prozac. Or you can entertain yourself to death, because that's what the world's doing out there. You never have to go out of your house today to get entertained. You can, you know, it's in your pocket, it's in the palm of your hand. You know, you have the whole world in the palm of your hand. You know, like the American dream. You don't need to go anywhere. More Americans today will give up their cars than their broadband connections. 50 years ago, more Americans would have given up their wives than their cars. These are Gallup poll statistics. I don't remember the exact numbers. I don't remember numbers too well. But 50 years, there was a Gallup poll, whatever. More Americans would have given up their wives before they gave up their cars. Today, there are very few Americans that will give up their broadband connection, even if it means giving up their cars. So what chance do their wives have? And in this pursuit of happiness. What's the American dream? The pursuit of what?
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of
and the pursuit of happiness. It's a whole nation, the greatest nation on the planet today. This whole matana is the pursuit of happiness.
That's the greatest.
And it's the greatest consumer of Prozac. Something's not stemming. It's terrifying.
It's all about numbing the pain. That's the drugs are.
No? Yeah? As Reishi Shalel Yivdok, imanu mivinim es musar asimcha loishu. Do we really understand what simcha is? Because if... The way I understand Simcha, what he's saying, yeah, lo mishtadeh, the law, I just don't get it. You're talking about, we've lost the plot here. Simcha, it's nice, we'll be happy, it's nice. You know, there's things going on in the world that can make a person miserable as well, as we mentioned yesterday. You know, you don't have to be, you don't have to read the newspapers or listen to the news to know that there's a lot of suffering going on out there. You know, you tell me, gotta be with Simcha, hopefully that, you don't understand what Simcha is. Even if we do have experiences now and again of Simcha, Simcha Tolu B'Dover. This is the Simcha that's Tolu on Dover. You did a good deal, your shares went up, your kids being Matzliach, your daughter got engaged. Whatever the things that give us Simcha are, you understood a Tosfos, whatever the things that give us Simcha, but they usually Tolu on something that's going well. When your learning's going well, you're happy. When it's not going well, you're miserable. This is, there's a lot. It's a call on him, according to whatever he's, you know, whatever turns him on. He said a chiddush, or he understands the sugya after 3 weeks of toiling on it. Another Ben Aliyah Samaya Kashetzlich Li Palel Kurei Bekavon of Advaikus. He doesn't, there's one of those, he has an Amoydika Tfila, etc., etc., etc. Lower level, guys, Basimcha as I said, he makes a bit of bucks, whatever it is, but it's all Tolu on some kind of an achievement. And when the thing goes away, the simcha goes away. A simcha zu noivas mi roiv kol. The pasuk says, "Tach shalot Hashem simcha v'tuv leivov mi roiv kol." What's roiv kol? You see, in Sefer Hashem, it's v'tuv leivov. What's the mi roiv kol? V'shemayim v'meshes chokma v'ashlok kodesh. Tach shalavaret lo avaret Hashem lekeach v'simcha v'tuv leivov mi roiv kol pirush. Miroiv koil hu nesinus tam la'oven zeh. The miroiv koil is the reason why we weren't serving Hashem b'simcha v'tuv leivov. You didn't serve Hashem b'simcha v'tuv leivov. Why not? Miroiv koil. Mador lo varet Hashem elakim b'chzum v'tuv leivov ki elecha roiv koil klayma. What pshat? Simchas b'roiv koil v'lo simcha be'etzem ha'ayv v'shulcha be'etzem etziyoscho. You had simcha in everything else other than the mere simcha of your existence. There's a basic simcha that a person has to have. I exist. And that's enough for all the simcha. But what was our simcha in? Our simcha is in all the other things, the roif koil, and all the things we mentioned here. All the external things are what's giving us simcha. And therefore, we didn't serve Hashem with the proper simcha. What's the proper simcha? Be'etzem hafail shalcha. The etzem existence is the cause of the simcha. And not tolu on anything else. Just clarify this, we couldn't, we'll dig in. Havoy ma simcha amitis shereisa anu mevakshim, the simcha we're trying to achieve, his simcha she'enu bo machmas reif kol. It's a simcha that has nothing to do with anything else. Drushalanu simcha she'enu tole batzlocha zu acheres. Ma simcha, we're not trying to get rid of that simcha. Havoy didn't have a tzlocha, there's this added simcha, and when things are going bad, you have this little doubt. We're talking about something that rides above all of that. Don't tolu any atzloch or failure. Drusha lanu simcha lishmo. Simcha lishmo, for its own sake. Simcha be'etzem mitziyosi b'kol t'nai b'kol matzav. Simcha zu t'yeh t'midis u'b'schusra neski gulu v'yishua. That simcha is continual. It's unaffected by everything that's going on around us. And in the schus of that, we'll be zoiche to Yeshua and a geula shleim b'bimheira b'yameinu. Amen. Radical stuff. Sorry? It's an antidepressant. It's the generic name for the biggest antidepressant drug. Does it?